Okay, so here's the deal. The problem comes up when we're trying to determine what day a given date time is on, given when the date comes from the blog. I mean, when you encounter a created attribute, there's no ambiguity about what time that is. This is why it's so confusing. It's not ambiguous. It doesn't matter whether you express it in GMT or in local time or whatever. It's the same time. You can always do a time comparison. You can do a date less than or a date greater than, and it's just going to work no matter how it's expressed. However, when you want to figure out what day that happened on, you're given a time that came out of the blog. Now you want to determine what the day is for, like, computing a path string, like 2021/10/21. Then you need to know what time zone we're coming from, because what would be the 21st in the Eastern time zone will be the 22nd in some places like India. So it's at that point that you need to know where the blog is, because whatever we generate in terms of the path string or the archive day page or what goes on the home page, these are all things that depend on the date, the day that this thing was posted. That's all going to depend on where the person is. That's it. If everybody was okay with having everything expressed in Eastern time in the United States, well, we wouldn't have to do anything at all, right? Right? It's just confusing because, unfortunately, you think that if you're in India or New Zealand or Western Australia or Paris or whatever, these are the places that we've heard from so far. Well, how stubborn of you to think that what it says on your watch actually means anything in terms of what date it is, right? I mean, if we could be that arrogant, we could just be rid of the problem. In fact, that's how old school worked when it was first attached to drummer. Well, because you people are so difficult. Sorry, that was a little sarcasm there. But it's taken a long time for me to sort this out because as I think I've said in a comment somewhere, that it's very hard for you to get into the head of somebody who's in a different part of the world and think about time the way they think about it. Even though there is math for it, your brain has a hard time adjusting because the brain, evolution didn't create us with any sense of, there are people who live on the exact opposite side of the planet, and their position of what time it is, how they think of time, it the same time that it's high noon here, well, in China, it's midnight. Yeah, and that's a very different thing. You do very different things at noon than you do at midnight. So anyway, that's the thing. And so now we just have to understand, and we, by trial and error, we hit on quite a few of the places. Not all of them, though. I mean, as I'm reviewing the code, the thing I did was I searched for all instances of new date, left paren, right paren in the code, and that found me some other places. Because, well, in a lot of cases, what it's doing is just logging stuff for the use of, debugging old school. It doesn't matter there. We generally express those things in GMT, and they never get converted to dates. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do with those. However, one thing we didn't consider, and that will come up on November 1st, is creating the monthly archive. You want things in, we have a monthly archive in old school, and you don't want things that were posted in November to be in the October archive. Well, you know, we will hit that and I will take care of that. So that won't be, this is something, you know, we should have a little, you know, cocktail party on November 1st at midnight, wherever we are in the world. So that just to see that everything actually works. If it doesn't work, I'm going to kill myself. Just kidding, but I will feel like doing that. I hate this. I mean, it's, I mean, I appreciate, we, I mean, this is something we have to get right, okay? There's just no delaying that. It just has to be done correctly. But it's like, whoa, I could certainly do without having to worry about this. But anyway, those are my thoughts on Saturday morning here in upstate New York, in the Eastern time zone of the United States of North America, on planet Earth, in the solar system, et cetera, et cetera. Think about, what if we had to support people on different planets? What would we do then? And then, of course, in different star systems, that would be fun, right? I mean, then you would be dealing with light years of difference in time. Okay, enough. I'm procrastinating.